Welcome to Control the Flame, the podcast that helps you tame your temper and manage your anger. I'm your host, Claire Bradley, the Anger Management Coach. In this podcast, I'll share with you tips, techniques, and strategies to cope with anger in a healthy and constructive way. Whether you struggle with anger yourself, or you have to deal with someone who does, this podcast is for you. Each week, I'll bring you expert interviews, inspiring stories, and practical advice on how to control the flame and live a more peaceful and fulfilling life. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn how to master your emotions and take charge of your anger. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I'm absolutely thrilled to have my very good friend Heather Rose from Pink Fizz Social joining us today. Heather, thank you so much for coming along.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's exciting.
It is. It's very, very new, is podcasting in my world. So I'm thrilled to bits that you're one of my very early guests here.
Oh, thank you. I love a good chit chat over a coffee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So first of all, would you just very kindly introduce yourself to our listeners of who you are and what you do?
Of course I will. Thank you. So hi, everybody that's listening. I'm Heather Rose and my business is called Pink Fizz Social. I do have pink hair. Obviously, you can't see me right now, but it's all in the brand. I'm a social media mentor, but I specialise really in organic Facebook marketing. That is my jam. I love everything to do with Facebook, and that you don't really need to pay for paid ads to get super visible on Facebook, if you know how to do it. And that's where I come in. Super passionate about Facebook groups, super passionate about just visibility in general, helping people get visible in their business, whether that's online or offline as well, helping people to grow their businesses. And yeah, fly and shine bright. So yeah.
And you forgot you're my cheerleader.
I am indeed. I love cheerleading Claire on. I'm pushing her out of her comfort zone to do the thing, to get visible.
To do things like this.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing it, you're coming with me. So the reason that I invited you on as a guest today is that you suffered the awful trolling. And you know what? I looked up trolling yesterday and it said it described it as its original intention was to be kind of fun and to be kind of light-hearted and to almost be a little bit of banter. But from your experience, it definitely didn't sound like it was that. So. No. Would you mind sharing what happened to you on National Trolling Day a few years ago?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it happened, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago now when I was in a different business. I was selling cosmetics at the time. I was in a cosmetic business. And every morning I used to go live and demonstrate some makeup products. It was like a get ready with me kind of live in the morning. I used to get about 10 people joining. I used to know, you know, how many people would join, how many people would watch on replay. And this particular morning, I could see the count, the live count, just going up and up and up. And I just thought, oh, I've even made it as an influencer. People are all jumping on to see my makeup live. Oh, there's something really not right here. And it just continued. It continued going up into the thousands. I thought, right, obviously, you know, I've definitely not made it yet as an influencer. So there's something going on here. And then the comments started. And then the comments were like, oh, just awful stuff. Some things that you could never even repeat, really. But things like, oh, you fat cow, what are you doing on live? No one wants to see your face. How can you sell makeup? No one's going to buy from you. Go and kill yourself. The best thing that you could do to everybody watching would be going to hang yourself and do us all a favor. You know, what you're still doing on this planet, no one wants to see your ugly face. It would just continue. There was even worse things than that. It was just continuous. There was, I think it went up to about 5,000 trolls and then it went above 5,000. And, you know, obviously I was like, wow, what do I do with this kind of thing? Do I respond? Do I just stop the live? Obviously I could feel myself, you know, filling up with tears. I thought, no, Heather, just continue. Don't let them win. You know, you know, if I stop that live, then they've won. They've won, you know. If I respond, then I'm just giving them what they want. You know, I'm letting them see that it's affecting me. So I continued live. And somebody was looking over me that day because, you know, sometimes on Facebook you can't see comments. Sometimes there's clips and you can't see the comments. All of a sudden, the comments just stopped. I could see the count going up, so I could see that they were still all there, but I just couldn't see any comments anymore. So I thought somebody was actually watching over me that day to like help me get through that live without seeing the comments coming up all the time. So I continued the live. As I was in the, doing the live, someone actually, I could see my phone pinging all the time, people messaging me. Because people were watching it saying, oh my God, Heather, stop the live, stop the live. And then just a message from somebody I didn't even know with a screenshot of my live saying that your live has been shared in a trolling Facebook group. It's National Troll Day. She was actually one of the trolls, but felt sorry for me. So like, she goes, I just wanted to let you know that it'd been shared into a trolling group. And obviously everybody had decided that your live was the live of that day on National Troll Day to come and hijack and do the trolling on. So I finished the live and then obviously I could see all the comments then when I'd finished. And it was just, I can't even repeat some of them. It was just absolute vile. And, you know, if I wasn't in a place that I was at the time and the people around me, that could have gone a completely different way than it did. You know, they don't know who they're trolling. They don't know the behind the scenes of that person, the mental health state, what's gone in their life. You know, lots of things have happened in my life. You know, I've struggled with mental health. I struggle with anxiety. I've had depression. You know, I've been raped, I've been bullied, you know, I've been in mental abusive relationships and all my life I've been bullied, you know, and I've tried to take my own life previously. So that could have really tipped me over the edge, you know, and it could have ended in a very, very sad way because they did not know me or my background whatsoever. And this is what really upsets me with trolling. They don't know how they're affecting that person, you know. So luckily, you know, my husband, really, really supportive. I had a mindset coach at the time. And between them two, obviously, they were looking after me, talking to me.
Yeah.
It took them like 24 hours to like delete all the comments and block the people so they couldn't ever come back. And then I just took the day out just to reflect, to journal, speak to my coach for the day and talk things over. So talking about it obviously really helped. And it could have gone two ways. I could have, that could have ended my business. That could have made me never want to go live and press that live button again.
Yeah.
But the next day at 9 o'clock, I went live and we talked about it to the audience. I just thought they're not letting me win. They're not, I'm not letting them win, you know? And I think the thing that made me sort of change my mindset around it, and this is what I teach now when, you know, my clients or followers say, Heather, how do you go live? I'm so nervous about going live and being vulnerable, being visible, you know, in case I do get trolled or people comment on what I'm doing. Just say, but these trolls don't know you. Those comments could have been for anybody. And that's how I changed my mindset. You know, they didn't know me. They didn't know, you know, those comments would have been the same if they'd come and trolled you or Sandra down the road. They would have said the same things. They weren't personally, in a respect, trolling me as a person. They were just trolling somebody.
Absolutely. It was just a body, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and thank you for sharing that. And you shared some really insightful things. And what I'd like to ask is, so in that moment when you're seeing all these thousands of comments and the figure going up, how did you handle your emotions when you saw those? There's no other way to describe it. It's absolutely awful and horrific comments. How did you manage your emotions in that moment?
Well, at first, obviously, like I said, I was tearing up. I was feeling obviously emotional because obviously it was like it was a shock for a start. I think the shock sort of took over a little bit because obviously you didn't expect that to happen. But then it did start bringing back memories of things in my past, you know, the bullying and things that have been said to me very similar previously. You know, and like I said, I could have gone to pieces, but I think something just came over me and just like this strength, this inner strength. And I started doing some mindfulness techniques that I like, you know, I'd been doing to get myself through previous things. So like I started, you know, doing some deep breaths that they couldn't see. You know, I was doing some mindfulness, like touching on my hand, stroking and going in circles on my hand to calm the nervous system down.
Yeah.
And just tried to do some techniques that obviously couldn't be seen on camera.
Yeah.
But was grounding me a little bit to try and get through the life, because I didn't want to break down on a live. I didn't want them to see that they'd won, because then, you know, they've achieved something by not responding to them. And see me continue with that live didn't give them what they wanted that day.
Yeah.
So I had power over them.
Absolutely. How I said at the start, it's supposed to be a bit of banter. And from how you've described it and how I've seen it in the news previously, it goes far beyond banter.
Yeah, I think many years ago, it used to be a bit of banter, you know, a bit of playing around, fun and stuff like that. But as social media has grown and more people have come on social media, it's been taken to another level. Obviously, with celebrities and things like that, people just love to have an opinion. And yes, everybody's allowed to have an opinion, don't get me wrong, but we've got to be respectful of people as well.
Absolutely. We can have opinions, but we don't need to be hurtful.
Exactly. You know, you don't know what's going on in that person's life. You don't know the background. You don't know the mental health state of that person, the mindset, you know, what's going on in their life currently. You know, look at Caroline Flack, for instance.
Yeah.
That was just absolutely devastating. You know, whatever was going on in her life and that the trolling and the press trolling, obviously, you know, pushed her too far. And it's just so sad. You know, yes, let's all have an opinion, but let's be respectful and not hurtful to people. You know, because you just don't know what's going on in somebody's life.
So what advice would you give to individuals or businesses if they are being trolled?
Just don't let trolls determine your future or your business, because they don't know us. We don't know them.
Yeah.
So in a respect, they're nobody to us. They don't, you know, they don't know your business. They don't know you. They're just coming on to somebody's live stream or post or socials just because they want to troll somebody. So I know it's hard, but it's trying to take it not personal. It's not aimed at you and your business specifically. Yeah. You know, unless they are calling you out for something that you've said, then obviously, you know, it could be something, you know, that they're having an opinion and it's gone too far. But it's just trying to not take it personally. And you're in control. You can block people. You know, you are in control of what you do. So don't let these people win, because that's what they want. They want to, you know, they want to have results at the end of the day and affect people. So it's our job to not let them affect us and for us all to shine bright on social media. You know, in this day and age, a lot of us all need social media to grow our businesses.
Yeah,
you know, if absolutely. We let the fact of, oh, what about if I get trolled, or what about if I get judged off people? You know, I don't want people to, you know, I'm scared of showing up. Please don't. Just shine bright, because... Sorry. we only get one chance at this life, don't we? You know, yeah. We only get one chance. It's our business. We, you know, these people don't pay our bills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Don't let them take control of that, you know?
And their behaviour, that the trolling and the hurtful comments says more about them than it actually does about us, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And the strength.
And the real people that will be reading it as well know these trolls that they're trolling. Mm-hmm. So nobody's going to take any notice of it anyway. It's only the trolls that are going to, you know, light each other's fire.
Yeah.
You know, it's only the trolls that are going to get anything out of it. You know, the real people that will be reading will know the trolls and they'll actually get behind you. So actually, you know, sometimes when you are trolled, it does you a favour. I've seen people's social medias blow up because they've called people out, and you know, I've been trolled since. I've been called something on a post. I can't remember what it is, something about my weight or something, and I called it out on social media. And the amount of people that got behind me and was like really supportive. So sometimes they actually do you a favour because they can make your content actually go viral because everybody sticks up for you and has a go at the trolls. So actually sometimes they do you a favour because they push your content out for you. So, you know.
Yeah. Winner, winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So actually say thank you to your trolls. Thank you for trolling me actually because you've made my content go viral.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, again, with social media, it's so fast, isn't it? And like you said, you saw the numbers just suddenly increasing, and it does, it pushes your content and you out to so many more people.
Definitely.
And as you said, on the positive side, it means you get a bit of visibility. It's not nice visibility, but it's putting you and your name out there.
Definitely. Yeah.
And we don't want to be trolled. So we're not saying, we're not advocating for having it done. We absolutely
not. Exactly. I'm just saying, you know, it's just that, you know, look at it in a different way.
Yeah.
Don't look at it that you're being trolled. Look at it in a different aspect and have a different view on it. And I think the other advice would be just surround yourself, if you're in business, with people that support you and be your cheerleaders and who have got your back. You know, if you can invest, have a coach, you know, whether that's a life coach, a mindset coach, a business coach, someone like me who's got your back, who can help you, you know, keep that confidence going, who can push you out your comfort zones and be there to hold your hand while you're doing it, so to speak. Because it does make a difference having somebody there as your cheerleader, your support mechanism, you know, because if something, you know, does happen or, you know, you've got someone there to support you, and that's key to have a support system around you in some way in business.
Yeah. And because it is very, you know, it's a very isolating thing to do, isn't it? To be self-employed and have your own business. So have you noticed a change in how you show up on social media since having this trolling? Have you noticed that you manage people differently?
Yeah, actually, in a respect, it has given me a little bit more confidence, I suppose. And it might sound silly that, but I think it's fueled me because it gets me so angry seeing people out there being trolled and the trolling that it's actually fueled me to show up more because I don't want these people to win. Because, so it's actually fueled my fire a little bit more, I suppose. But yeah, I've got more of a sort of harder skin, I suppose, because everything that I've said today, obviously, I just take that into, you know, they don't know me. I don't know them. This could be anybody. And I look at it, you know, if I get interaction on my post, it's actually pushing it out to more people. So go for it kind of thing, and just block and delete. The block and delete button is your best friend.
Absolutely. And it's almost having, I guess, two personas. There's Heather, the businesswoman who is blocking and deleting. And then inside of that kind of wall is the Heather, the individual.
Yeah.
And it's about keeping Heather, the individual, safe.
Of course
and,
it is.
And that, between that, the trolls, etc. So How do you maintain your mental health while being active on social media, given the potential for negative interactions?
I always have work with some kind of coach. So I'm always, you know, working on my self-development, on my mental health and my mindset. I'm always working with some kind of coach that helps me with my mindset. So we're all human at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the business life is, I don't like the terminology roller coaster, but it is a roller coaster, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We have the ups and downs, you know, and it can, but I think you touched on this earlier, it can be really lonely, can be self-employed, especially if you work from home and some days you might not go out and, you know, it can be really lonely and hard. So, like I said before, if you can invest, have a coach that can support you, because you're going to need it on days where you do need a bit of a pep talk. You do need somebody to just help you think in a different way and just remind you of, you know, why you're doing this and working on your, you know, your mindset all the time. So I always do work on my mindset, a journal. I always listen to positive, like videos online and things like that on YouTube. Positive quotes I'm always reading and sharing, always listening to, I'm not a reader, but I like my Audible books. So I'm always reading business and, you know, doing lots of personal development. I think that's what's really helped me through my, you know, my business journey in a whole is continuing doing personal development all the time. We always need, no matter where we are in our journey, whether we think that we're okay with our mindset or not, we always need to be working on our mindset and our personal growth.
Absolutely. And that leads me on very nicely. So thank you. See my next question. And you might have already answered it, but what practices do you incorporate into your daily routine to ensure there's a healthy balance between work Heather and home Heather?
Oh, a good question, Claire. Some days I don't always get it right because we're human at the end of the day and we go in work mode. And, you know, I do a lot of hours in the business, don't get me wrong. And it doesn't always go to plan. And, you know, last year I did have a bit of burnout, which wasn't ideal. So this year I have sort of made it a priority to have that healthy balance. So I've always time blocked. I highly recommend people time block. So I time block in my diary everything that I've got going on, you know, that day, even personal stuff, whether I need to have time out, lunch break, you know, even time for scrolling, you know, answering emails. I have time blocks for everything and I keep to as best as I can. Obviously, some days don't always go to plan, but I try to keep to those time blocks. And I'm being kind with myself that I try to work my diary in a sort of way that I have try and put as much into solid days. So then I've got a couple of days maybe with not much going on so I can have that time out. Or I know that I'm better in the morning because I am struggling with the perimenopause at the moment and chronic fatigue and things like that. So I know I've got to look after myself as well.
Yeah.
So I try to keep a couple of hours in the afternoon where I can free as well, so I can have that, go and do family stuff, go and have a rest if I need to, go and walk the dog and have fresh air and look after me. So I do try to keep a lot of afternoons free if I can. Or if I can't, I try to have my diary where maybe everything's into like 2 or 3 days and I've got 2 days sort of free. Yeah. Maybe I've got a couple of things to do, but nothing major, so I can have that work-life balance because it is so important. Like I say, I have been at burnout and it's not nice and I wouldn't wish anybody to be there. And we do, you know, it's so easy to work the hours in our business, isn't it? And for me, it took me a while to get my head around it. When we're in a 9-to-5 job, we're there doing work all the time, aren't we? And I think it's really different to change our mindset of how it works in a business when you're self-employed. So for a while, it's took me, well, if I'm not doing anything, I'm not like doing anything for my business. Surely there's loads of things that I need to be doing for my business. If I'm not working all the hours every day, then I'm not doing what I should be doing. Well, actually, you know, we can do so much in a couple of hours. You know, absolutely, we can do so much in 2 or 3 hours in a morning that we don't need to work the rest of the day. You know, if we've got the structure right and the tasks that need to be doing, you know, but automation set up and other things that help you in your business, we shouldn't have to be working all those hours. And that's the difference of being self-employed, that, you know, you can free up that time. It's took me a long time to get my head around that, that when I have an afternoon off, I used to give myself so much grief. Well, Heather, you should be doing this. Oh, if you're not working, then you're not busy enough. Your business is not big enough because you should be working every hour. And no, you shouldn't be working every hour. That's that's the joys of having a business.
And you're right in saying that is the 9 to 5 is a much slower pace, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas when you're self-employed or working from home, etc., you can absolutely focus on those things and get them done in such a smaller time frame.
Yeah, totally.
So how can people contact you if they want to speak to you or learn more about you or work with you?
Oh, yeah. So I have a website, pinkfizz.social. Obviously, on all socials, just look out for the pink hair. I'm on all the socials as pinkfizzsocial. I've got a free Facebook group as well, where I share lots of tips as well. And if anybody wants, I've got a free mini masterclass at the moment, how to create 50 pieces of content from one piece of content. So it's all about repurposing. Just DM me and I can give you the link.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Heather.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I've loved it. It's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Control the Flame podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode and learned some useful tips on how to manage your anger in a healthy way. If you've been affected by anything in the podcast, or if you want to share your feedback or questions, please email claire@angermanagementcoach.co.uk and I'll be happy to hear from you and offer you more support. Thank you for listening, and do remember, you have the power to control the flame.